7:06 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It's Tuesday, July 12th, 2022. We are joined in studio by the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report, Aaron Gulbranson, and a new friend, Mr. William Slater, who is a candidate for the Republican nomination for the Tennessee House of Representatives in the 35th District. Good morning, Mr. Slater.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell us about, first, tell us where is the 35th District? What are the boundaries of that district?
Yeah, so the 35th District is part of Sumner County, starts in Hendersonville, runs all the way up through Bethpage, and includes all of Gallatin, and then continues on out to Trousdale County, all of Trousdale County.
Who currently represents that district?
Right now, it's Terry Lynn Weaver, and it's the 40th district. Her district has shifted east, and so now it's the 35th district, so it's a new district and open seat.
Open seat. Now, who are you, and why are you running for the Tennessee House of Representatives?
Yeah, so I'm William Slater, and I am running because I'm passionate about education, business, and public safety. Lived in Sumner County since 1996. My wife and I, we met and married in Florida and moved there with our four kids 26 years ago. Love Sumner County, love Tennessee, and excited to represent the folks of Sumner and Trousdale County.
What is your professional background?
Education and business. I've been a professional educator since getting out of college in 1985.
Where'd you go to college?
Went up to a small private Christian college up just outside of Chicago. So,
what's the name of it?
Hiles Anderson College.
Okay.
And then went on to University of South Florida, and then finished up here in Nashville at Nashville School of Law.
Nashville School of Law.
Yes.
Do you have a JD from the National School
I do,
of Law?
Yes. Yeah, never intended to practice law, but love education, passionate about it, and wanted to teach school law, and that's what I do. I'm at Welch College, which is a conservative Christian college in Sumner County, and I teach graduate students there.
What courses do you teach?
I teach school law, teach special education law, and then I teach faith and ethics in education.
Tell us about Welch College.
Welch was founded in 1942, is the Free Will Baptist Bible College here in Nashville, down on West End and Richland Avenue area, and moved out to Sumner County in 2017. And that's when I came on board, been there 5 years.
And how many students are there at Welch College?
About 450 students, and that includes both on-campus students, which we're the only residential campus in Sumner County. Of course, we have commuting students and then our graduate students as well.
Is it accredited?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, accredited college. That's correct.
And are you a full professor there, or what? You
no, I am. I'm a dean. One of the deans there. I'm the dean of adult and online studies. And then, as I mentioned, I teach in our graduate program. I teach in the Master of Arts in Teaching program.
Now, tell us a little bit about your teaching background.
So I started out teaching in Christian schools, and favorite thing to teach, my teaching background is English and history. So that's what I was trained for.
1 minute.
And taught a lot of history, American government. Of course, when I got to Tennessee history, world history, those kinds of things.
When we come back, we'll have more with William Slater, who's running for the Republican nomination in the 35th District of the Tennessee House of Representatives. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. In studio with us, William Slater, who is a professor at Welch College up in Sumner County, and is running for the state House of Representatives here in Tennessee in the 35th District. And primary election, August 4th, you have two opponents?
That is correct, yes, two opponents in the Republican primary.
And I guess your leading opponent would be Deanne DeWitt, who's on the county commission right now?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. She's the only one that's serving in public office.
Why should people vote for you instead of Deanne DeWitt?
Well, I think the main reason is that I am opposed to continuing to raise taxes and wasteful spending. It's easy to claim being a conservative Republican, but actions speak louder than words.
Well, I'm looking at her Facebook page right now, and a post June 30th says, she says she's running for the State House to protect Tennessee values. She'll fight against taxes, fight for the unborn, and Second Amendment rights. And says she says she'll always be tight with your money.
Yeah, well, it's easy. I've been knocking on a lot of doors, and the first thing folks want to know is, are you a Republican? Then they want to know if you're a conservative. Want to know whether you're pro-life and whether you're pro-Second Amendment. And once they get through those litmus tests, then it mm-hmm. usually comes down to, okay, well, what are you going to do with our tax money?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the rubber meets the road. We need to make sure that we're not spending our hard-earned tax dollars on frivolous projects.
But she's on the Sumner County Commission.
That is correct,
right?
Yes.
And yeah. It's been controversial, very controversial.
Yes.
About some of their spending activities. What's her spending record there?
Well, first of all, she voted for an increase that increased on average 17% property taxes in Sumner County. I think probably most telling is that she championed the Comer Barn Project.
And what is the Comer Barn Project?
The Comer Barn is a beautiful old barn. Mm-hmm. It was built in the early 1900s. It's right next door to Rogers Group mm-hmm. quarry, mm-hmm. and so it's in grave disrepair. The Rogers Group donated it to the county.
It's historical.
There is some. It's old as far as historical significance in Sumner County. I can't say that it has great historic significance.
And so, is there taxpayer money involved in this?
Yes, there is. In fact, there $250,000 of state tax money, and then $250,000 of Sumner County tax money has been spent on the barn just to see if it's even
why.
Well, I'm not sure. That's
I mean, is
where
that the proper role of government?
Well, that's where I think folks scratch their heads, and the folks of Sumner County have been scratching their heads about it. Like many projects, it started out as, this is good for the public, and we need to save this historic landmark, and now it's been turned over to the school system, and now a lot of times you slap education on it, and that seems to justify wasteful spending.
So you would categorize her support for that project as wasteful spending, then?
Yes, I would. Yes, yeah.
Big question. Ready for some policy questions?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
If elected and if sworn in January 2023, will you vote to tell the Federal Department of Education to keep their money? We don't want it here in Tennessee.
Well, Michael, as you probably, I'm sure you know, and many of your listeners know, only about 10% of funding for education comes from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And that 10% ends up bringing about 90% of the mandates that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's time for each state to push back against federal spending. You know, I consider myself to be a Reagan Republican, but one of the things that I'm very disappointed about when it comes to his legacy is that he didn't cut off the head of the Department of Education as soon as he got into office.
So to be specific, would you introduce legislation in which the state of Tennessee would send back all of the money they receive from the Federal Department of Education?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and I'm wondering how it is that we would send that money back. We seem to be continually sucking at the milk of federal dollars.
Nicely done.
And so you know how do you break away from that? And so much of the
To be honest with you, that sounds like you're not specifically committing to sending the money back.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know how you undo the boondoggle that the federal government has us in when it comes to money that comes in Title I, and because local...
Well, I think what you do is you pass a bill and say we don't want the money.
Yeah.
So are you, I mean, for that or against that?
Yeah, I am for that, and I am for sending back the money. We often, you hear the argument, well, if we don't take it, somebody else will take it. Well, when is that going to end up stopping? And I think that there needs to be a movement among true conservative states that are led by Republicans that say enough is enough. Because whether the taxes are coming out of from local government or state government or federal government, it's still our money.
Next question. Would you this is a Crom Carmichael. Crom, our all-star panelist, wants this to happen. I think it's I would be curious as to your feelings on this. Would you vote to outlaw teachers unions in the state of Tennessee for K-12 public education? Yes or no?
Yes.
You would?
Yes. Yeah. Teachers unions are one of the reasons that we're in the boondoggle that we're the mess that we're in, not just here in Tennessee, but across the country.
So you've just given an answer.
Yes.
That I suspect your opponent would disagree with.
I would suspect, but I can't speak for anybody else. I can only speak for myself. Yeah.
Now, the teachers unions, now they listen to this show. They make notes. They're going to call you, and you know they're going to say, oh, you're just a really bad person because you want to outlaw teachers unions. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. I think teachers unions have resulted in the left-wing indoctrination of our children to the detriment of our country. And yet politically, that seems very difficult. If you went even among the Republicans in the Tennessee General Assembly, no other Republican has stepped forward to do that. I think maybe a handful would join you if you got inaugurated or if you got sworn in January. How would you build a coalition on that issue?
Yeah, well, and I think that's one of the keys, Michael, is building a coalition and working with folks. One of the I don't expect to be a lone ranger in the state house. There are 98 other members, and I think it does come down to coalition building. There are folks that are there that I think feel the same way as I do.
And so you'd work with them. Yes. Of course, as a freshman, you know, you're not able to accomplish necessarily a lot.
Yeah.
But you do want to work on building coalition. William Slater, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you,
Michael. And we wish you the best of luck in your campaign. We'll try to get your opponent in here. And perhaps she'll answer the questions. And perhaps she'll come in. And perhaps not. We'll see. William, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. We'll be back with more after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.